Foxy, 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangles, R&B and Classic. So, tonight, it's the season finale of R&B Divas Atlanta, and I've got Monifa on the line. Monifa, what's up, my sister girl?
What's up, Jody? How you doing, babe?
I am doing great and doing tremendous. I had a chance to check out some of your new music, and I'm like, she's back. She's back.
Oh,
like, she never went away.
Thank you. So, I was so nervous about putting that. I just put it out. I was like, okay, just put it out. What else is going to happen? And, you know, I'm thankful that the business is a artist business, you know, now. It's you can do what you want, and I'm super grateful for that. And I'm really excited about the record and excited about the album project. So, you know, just stay tuned. The rest of the album is coming.
And speaking of social media, you know, it's like you say, artists can pretty much do what they want now. They got YouTube. They got all these other outlets to showcase their music and do what they need to do to get it out there and get it out on top.
Exactly. It's about the support. I mean, people have to really support the same way, you know, we needed them to buy CDs and not bootleg them. We need them to really download the music and not, you know, like not just steal it from, you know, or, you know, kind of like buy one and then pass it on. You know what I'm saying?
We need
the support. If you really want to hear the music from your favorite artist, I just would implore, you know, our supporters to really purchase and really truly support.
Was season 3 everything you thought it would stack up to be?
Yeah, as we were, you know, shooting, I said, boy, we gotta show our hands this season. I was like, you know, I was proud of what we were doing and how it was, felt like it was coming across. So, you know, I mean, you know, we had the, you know, life is drama. We had the drama. We had the fun. We had the laughs. We had the tears. I mean, it was everything real. And, you know, we moved past, you know, the drama with each other, you know, with resolution. I think we did it in truth. And, you know, I think we were completely ourselves. I mean, I really do.
What was the journey like from the moment you stepped on the stage to the moment that your fiance or partner proposed and
my wife now
and to the final wedding? What was that journey like?
It was great. It was surreal in a sense. I felt like I just moved through it. I probably didn't think about it as much. You know, now that you ask the question, it's like, yeah, that's a lot. You know what I mean? But it's a great journey. It's a blessed journey because I'm alive to tell, you know, to share my testimony and my perspective on life is a lot different and myself and a lot different than it used to be.
So how is that different than what it used to be? How is your perspective?
Well, I'm grateful to be alive. You know, I don't have to be here. And I know that what God has for you, He is for you. And nobody can count you out but yourself, period. That's the difference.